Daf is Daf Kuf Aleph, right? From underneath the that says Daf? Okay. So the Gemara says now two lines down, Tanur Abanim. So the Brisa, it's a very confusing Brisa here. It comes up a few places in Shas. Just a little background what's going on here. We have been talking about Aninus up until now, the involvement of a Kohen being an Onin, a Kohen Gadol being an Onin, and eating the Karbanos, involved in the Karbanos. So what happened was on when it came to the Misa of Nadav Avihu, there were three Karbanos that were brought on that very day. There are three Seirim. So one Seir came about because they're in the middle of the Miluim and the preparation for the Mishkan. So this was the eighth day of the Miluim. So that's one carbon that was brought. There's another carbon that was brought, it was because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the other one is they're starting the Nisim, or the Karbanos of the Nisim. It was also the carbon of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So those are three Karbanos that were brought. And Aaron Ubanov ate two of the Karbanos. They ate that of the Miluim, they ate that of the Nasi, but what wasn't eaten was that of Rosh Chodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure why Aaron didn't eat the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, so that became a whole dialogue. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon kichein tzuvesi, kasher tzivesi, and kasher tziva Hashem. So these are three instances, three psukim that, like I commanded you, different forms of this, all in the same context. So kichein tzuvesi is talking about with regards to the chatas Rosh Chodesh that you burnt, so you should have eaten it like I commanded you to eat it, just like you ate the Shalmei Tzibor, and I commanded you, you should have eaten the carbon chatas of the Rosh Chodesh as well. So the Gemara explained as follows. Kichein tzuvesi, I commanded you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me, Sheba Baninas Yochluhu, that you should eat the mincha of the Milum, you should eat even though you're owning him. Kasher tzuvesi, the second instance is B'shas Ma'isa, when it actually happened, when Nadav Avihu died, that I commanded you, Amar Lahen, I said to you that you should be eating the kachem even though you're aninus. And number three is Kasher Tziva Hashem V'lo Me'alai Ani Omer. I didn't make this up, Hashem made it up. So I commanded you initially, I reminded you during Shas Ma'isa, and it's not me, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment. So those are three different instances of different formulations of Tzivesi. So we see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu was not pleased with Aaron that he did not eat from the carbon chatas Rosh Chodesh, even though he was an onen. But the Gemara points out, Urminhi, they ask from Braisa that Mipnei Aninus Nisrfa. So because the Aninus was burnt, Lechach Nemar Ke'ela. The pasuk says, Aaron explained, V'tikrenu Osi Ke'ela, should this happen to me, like this happened, the death of Nadav Avihu, I should be eating the Aninus? And the pasuk goes on to say, Vayishma Moshe Vayita Ve'enav. There's a whole conversation in the Pesukim that he was happy, you're correct, you shouldn't be eating it. So this pasuk sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu agreed that a Kohen Ba'aninus shouldn't be eating the carbon chatas of Rosh Chodesh. But earlier, based on Kasher Tziva, Kasher Tzivesi, Moshe is saying you should have eaten the carbon even though you were an Onin. So what happened? Should they have eaten it Ba'aninus or should they not have eaten it Ba'aninus? So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel comes along and explains, look, Kasher, this is not a contradiction, rather it's a machlokes, Tanaim Ha Rabbi Yehuda Ha Rabbi Nechemia. The Tani, the Brisa tells us, Mibnei Aninus Sarfua Lechach Nemar Ke'ela Divrei Rabbi Nechemia. No, it was burnt because they were owning him, and the state of Aninus, one should not eat a carbon, so that is the first Brisa we brought in the Gemara, that they didn't eat it because they were owning, and that is Rabbi Nechemia's understanding. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they both hold Mibnei Tumanisifa. It was burnt not because of Aninus. Aninus, they should have eaten it. It was burnt because somehow it became Tameh. We'll see why it became Tameh. It became Tameh. That's why it was burnt. But if you're going to tell me, Imata, Shimata Omer, Mipnei Aninus Nisifa, you're going to tell me it was burnt, the carbon Rosh Chodesh was burnt because of Aninus, Hayushloshin Yishivu. All three should have been burnt. Not only the carbon Rosh Chodesh, but even the Meluim and even the Nasi Shanachshim Be'amin Adav should have been burnt if it's true that an Onin can't eat the carbonos. So therefore, it must have been burned for a different reason, namely because of Tuma, the Rosh Chodesh carbon became Tuma. Davar Acher, another explanation as to why I know it can't be because of Aninus. Hayu Roi Lachon Erev, they could have eaten it in the evening. Granted, during the daytime, they couldn't eat it. They could have waited until evening. A Chatas can be eaten by Yom Uvalaila. So then if it was really because of Aninus, just wait it out. Wait a few hours till nightfall. The fact that they couldn't wait it out tells us there was a different psul why they burnt it, not because of Aninus, rather because of Tuma. And Dover Acher, a third explanation, your question, what?
That was only the Chatas?
Only Chatas, yeah. And the third explanation as to why they couldn't eat why the Chatas was burnt, not because of Aninus, but because of Tuma, because had it been for Aninus, Dover Acher, Halo Pinchas Haya Imayim, Pinchas was there, Pinchas, we know, was a Kohen, and he was not an Onen, because this was his uncles who died. His uncles, not the Aviva, were his uncles. He's not sitting Shiva for, he's not Aninus because of his uncles. So he was a Kohen, he could have eaten. So if it was really Aninus, find the Kohen, he was not the Onen. So why did Pinchas not eat it? Because it wasn't a psul of Aninus, it was a psul of Tumah, and no one was allowed to eat it. So these are three different reasons why Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon think it was because of Tumah, not because of Aninus. But we see in the end day there's a machlokas here whether the Srefa was because of Aninus or was not because of Aninus. That explains the machlokas above, where the Moshe says you should have eaten it. Aninus is no psur. Or the second Brisa says, no, oh, you were owning, you're right, you should not have eaten it. The Gemara says, now Rava has a different understanding of this machlokas. Rava Amar Idi Rabbi Nechaminachu. Both of these statements of this dialogue between Moshe and Aaron was both within the world of Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds that Aninus are grounds for burning. V'lo kasha, kan bikache shah, kan bikache doros. There's a difference. The first Bryce was talking about the kachim of the miluim, which are kache shah, which you should not have burnt. Aninus is not a ground for burning it, it's kache shah. The second Bryce where Moshe agreed, Vayite Beinav, is talking about where Rosh Chodesh with kache doros, where Rosh Chodesh was going to be for generations afterwards, the Kodesh Shah was just that one time. The Nasi, Nachshbein, Aminadav was a one-time event. The Miluim was a one-time event. That's a Kodesh Shah. They were Mekel that you're allowed to eat Baninus. But Kodesh Doros, the Halach is an Onan can't eat, and therefore that's why it was Vayite Be'enav. So it's referring to different types of Karbanos, according to Rava. Gwarnel goes on to say, that Rabbi Nechemiah Heichem Etarit Lahanikra. How is Rabbi Nechemiah going to read the words? Again, I told you, the Pesukim, this whole dialogue of Aaron and Moshe is very confusing. So, how does Rabbi Nechemiah read the words of the Pesukim? What was this conversation? And Rabbanan, who was referring to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, how do they, Heichem Etartzelei Lanikra, how do they read this dialogue between Moshe and Aaron? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemiah Etartzelei Lanikra, the way Rabbi Nechemiah learns is, now keep in mind, Rabbi Nechemiah is the one who holds that Aninus is grounds for Srefa. So Rabbi Nechemiah Metaritz Lehachi. Madu lo achaltem. So Moshe says, Armela Moshe la Aaron, Sheva Nechnas Dama Lefneri Lefnim. Perhaps you brought them inside. That's why you didn't eat. Armela, Aaron responds back, Hein Lahuva es Dama. I did not bring them inside. We know that Dam of Achatas Chitonios is brought inside its Psul Lefnim. I didn't bring them inside. So then he says, Shema Chutz Mechitas Yatas. Maybe you took it outside as a psul yotzei. So Aaron responds, "Amar lo, b'kodesh ha'isa." The pasuk says, "Hein lo chel huva es dama el kodesh pinima." Oh, kodesh, it stayed in kodesh. I didn't take it outside. It was no psul of neflim. It was no psul of chutz of yotzei. The Dilma, Moshe says to Aaron now, "Dilma baninus akiv tua upsal tua." Maybe you ate it in the state of aninus and you disqualified it that way, because a onen cannot do the avoda. It disqualifies the carbon. Amalo Moshe, v'chihemi kivu, did my sons, who are regular Kohanim Hediotim, did they do that krava? I need crafty, I brought it. And the law is that Kohen Gadol is allowed to do avoda, even though he's an Onen. I did it. I was an Onen, but I'm allowed to do the carbon. I could do the avoda. So Amalo, hein lo huvas dama. So Moshe says, you didn't bring it inside. Huva kodesh, I saw you stayed at kodesh, you didn't bring it outside. So then, it wasn't psul yotzei, it wasn't psul lefnim. Achol tochlu osa, go eat a kasher tzibetzi. You should be eating it right now. So, baninus yochlu, just like I told you about the carbon mincha, you should be eating it by the carbon of the milum. You should be eating it in the state of aninus. So here as well, you shouldn't burn the carbon chatas of the rosh chodesh. Why are you not eating it? Why did you burn it? Amarlo, Aaron says back to him, v'tikrana osid kaila, v'chalti chatas hayom. If this event happened to me like this, the death of my son, Nadav Avihu, I should eat it today, Hayom? Hayite Be'ne Hashem, is that going to be proper in the eyes of Hashem? So Aaron asks in a very nice way, Shema lo shemata ela kachesha. Maybe the whole ptur, the het of eating baninas, is only by the kachesha, a carbon that was only a one-time event, such as the miluim, such as the nasi. But maybe not, be'idik b'kache doros. What? Diva Kachesh Doros, when it comes to the Kachesh Doros, when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh, so then, Kava Chomrim Aiser Hakal. Hakal, that when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh, which is Kachesh Doros, then an onen should not be eating it, and I'll bring you a kavah chomer as a proof from the ma'aser sheni. The law is ma'aser sheni when the farmer takes his fruits and separates them. He gives chuma to the kohen, he gives ma'aser rishon to the levi, and the ma'aser sheni he takes to Yerushalayim and eats in Yerushalayim. So the pasuk says we're going to read in a few weeks in the parsha. Parshas was Kisavo. We're going to learn that you're not allowed to eat it, but oni. It says ma ma'aser kal. Amar Torah lo chalti ba'onib mimenu. When the does a vidui ma'aser, when the farmer brings the ma'aser sheni, he does a whole vidui ma'aser. It says the things what he did right, what he didn't do wrong. One of the things he says he didn't do wrong, meaning he did right, lo chalti ba'oni. I didn't eat in the ma'aser sheni ba'aninus. I'm doing it all the proper way. So that's true when it comes to a low level mitzvah like a ma'aser sheni that an onen can eat it. When it comes to kachay doros, when it comes to a chatas of a sar rosh chodesh, which is going to be a kodesh l'doros, certainly an onen shouldn't be eating it. So it says again, Aaron, maybe you heard the heter of an onen to eat karbonos only by the kachay shah, by the miluim, by the nesiim. But by kachay doros, when it comes to the chatas rosh chodesh, maybe you didn't hear. So that's what he said, and Vayishma Moshe heard, Vayitza Ve'enav, he was made sense, it was correct what he had said. Hoda, he admitted to Aaron that Aaron was correct. V'lo Bosh Moshe Lomar Lo Shemati, he wasn't embarrassed to say, I didn't hear. Ela Amar Shemati V'Shechachti, he didn't say, oh, I didn't hear that halacha, oh, I never heard that one. He said, no, I actually heard it, I forgot it. He was okay, he was comfortable saying that he forgot something. And that was the whole dialogue according to Rabbi Nechemiah. We see from this dialogue though, Rabbi Nechemiah held that aninus, in fact, was the reason why they burnt the carbon chatas of the Rosh Chodesh. Then the Gemara wants to know, how about according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, how do they understand this dialogue between Moshe and Aaron? This is how we explain it. Why are you not eating the carbon chatas of Rosh Chodesh in the Makom HaKodesh? Maybe brought into the Heichal and it's Psul Lefnim. Aaron says, Hein lahuvas dama, I didn't bring it inside. So Moshe says, perhaps Shema chutz mechitzas, he brought it outside. We're supposed to call Andy, by the way. Sorry. He didn't call you either. Sorry, okay. Shema chutz mechitzas, I apologize. Perhaps you're supposed to, maybe brought it outside. It was a psul yotze. Amar lo, hein bekodesh haisa, we kept it in kodesh. There's no psul lefnim, no psul chutz. The Dilma Baninas Akriv Tua Bisatua, maybe brought it as an onin, and that's why it was disqualified. Amarlo, Moshe, he says, Moshe, Hein Hikivua, did my sons, were my sons Makrivit, the Pasulabu, and they're making Pasul Aninas? Ani Kaftia says, Aaron, I'm the one who brought in a coin, Gadum may bring the carbon. So it wasn't Ipsul Yotze, it wasn't Ipsul Lefnim, it wasn't Ipsul Onin. So then, the Dilma Agav Miraicha Bishata Bavitame, maybe you were so upset and so angry at the death of your children, maybe you did something wrong and you made a Tame? Amarle Moshe, he says, Moshe, Kachani Beinecha, this is how you view me? You think I'm going to make a Tame on purpose? That's what you think of me? Shani Mevaza Kachi Meshimayim, I'm going to disgrace the Kodesh Shekarbanos? He says, "Vatikrena osikaela." So this happened to these, it happened like this, Vafilu Eila Chaela. Even if this didn't happen to me, even if this happened to me, Avelus after Avelus, ain't any Mevaza Kodesh Shemayim. I would never do such a thing, even if I experienced this event over and over again in my life. I would never do such a thing. So Amarlo, if that's the case, so he says, V'i lo huvas dama uva kodesh ha'isa, you didn't do psul lefnim, and you didn't do psul yotze, achol tochlos uva kodesh kasher tziveisa. So you should be eating the carbon chatas shel rosh chodesh like I commanded you. Baninus yochlu, like I said, by the mincha of the milum, you should eat a baninus, so too you should eat the Rosh Chodesh baninus. Amalo, Aaron says to Moshe, Shemalo Shemata Ela Balaila. So a whole nother part of the conversation now. Perhaps you only heard the kula of eating baninus during the nighttime, but not during the daytime. Di'i bayom kavachomer mimaisa akal. If it's during the daytime of the aninus itself, so then we should learn kavachomer that you shouldn't eat bayom. Ma meiser hakal amr Torah meiser sheni, which is more lenient. The Torah says lo chalti ba'onimi menu, don't eat it when one's an onen. Kodesh chomer lo kol shekein. Certainly during the daytime you should not be eating the carbon of the chatas rosh chodesh as well. So the Gemara is going to say, so then he should eat it at nighttime. We'll get there in just a second. But during the daytime you surely should not eat any carbon baninus. Vayishma Moshe heard. Vayita ve'enav, he was correct in his statement. Shalabosh Moshe Moshe was embarrassed. Lomar lo shemati. He didn't say, "Oh, I didn't hear this before." Ella shemati v'shachachti. I heard this and I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. You're correct. So then the Gemara says, "Okay, so if you can't eat the karbanos b'yom, so then ibaylu l'shahu l'mechle b'orsa. So why not wait out a few hours till nightfall and eat it b'layla tuma b'ones basa." While they were waiting around, some type of tumah came, but ones against their will, something, I don't know what happened, and made a tameh, and that's why it was burnt. It wasn't burnt because of aninus, it wasn't burnt for any other reason, it was burnt because somehow some tumah got to it. Had the tumah not gotten to it, ain't a chanami, they would have eaten it balayla.
Okay.
No, the first one says it was aninus. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this...
Aninus, doesn't it stop when the Gura happens, or it goes all the way to the night?
In terms of Karbanos, it goes to daytime for sure, and then nighttime is Machlokas, the rites of their Banu. But that's Karbanos.
Because otherwise Aninus is over once the mace is...
Correct. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Lirabbanon, this makes sense. Rabbanon, who again is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, who held, that's Aser, for them to eat Bayom, but they keep Alayla. Hayom, the daytime, the emphasis Hayom, you can't eat it, implying Belila, they were allowed to eat it. El Rabbi Nechemia, who said that even Kachay Shah is permitted Bain Bayom by Belila, there's no Psul Aninus by Kachay Shah, and they hold by Kachay Doros, mainly, in other words, the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, you can't eat it even Belila. So what's the emphasis of Hayom? What is Hayom teaching us? Belila is also Psul by the Kachay Doros. So Gemara says, my Hayom, L'chovas hayom, the chov of the yom, not the daytime versus nighttime, meaning the Rosh Chodesh one. The Nesuim and the Miluim was not a din in the yom. So hayom means the chovas hayom, Rosh Chodesh, which is the chiv today, because it's Rosh Chodesh, that's what's possible. As opposed to the Miluim and the Nesuim, which are not a chovas hayom, were not possible baninus. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense. The Rabbi Nechemia, haynu dechsev hein hayom, hayom is eksha. Talakiriv just said, Hein Hikrivu. Why is it Hein Hayom? To tell me, Chovas Hayom, like we just said above. El Rabbanon, my Hein Hayom. It should have just said, Hein Hikrivu. So why does it say Hein Hayom? Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Hein Hikrivu, and Hein Hikrivu, Ani Hikrafti. It's telling us that they did the carbon. No, I'm the one who did the carbon. I'm the one who's Makriv, the carbon today. It wasn't my children who brought today. So again, where's Rashi on that? Rashi says, Hachi Kamri, Lut around almost like 20 Latin narrow lines down. Amris Dilma Baninus Akrivasa, Vichihain Banai had Yotos Hayom Mikrivu, Shim Carbon. You think today my sons brought a carbon? They can't bring a carbon today because today they're owning them. Ani Krafti Yitzhako, I'm the one who brought everything. So either way, you could read the Psukim, it works fine, a little bit finagling, but Rabbi Nechemia and their Rabbanim both have a way to read to the Psukim in their understanding. But the everything after all dust to sails, what comes out here is the Machlokas is why did the carbon Rosh Chodesh get burnt? According to Rabbi Nechemia, it's because it was a Psul in Rosh Chodesh, or rather Psul Aninus, which is Chal on a Kachay Doros, namely Chatas Rosh Chodesh, and the Rabbanim, namely Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon hold, no, it actually, but Lila, they could have eaten it, even though it's Beninus, because they hold Lila is not the Raisa, they could have eaten carbon Rosh Chodesh, but because of a external psul of Tumah that came Beones, that's why they had to burn it.
Baron was down Koygadol, he was an Onan also, right? So, why are you saying, okay, my sons couldn't eat it because they weren't
Onan? No, they couldn't bring the carbon. There's a Koygadol that could bring the carbon, he just can't eat the carbon, yeah. So then the Gemara says around seven lines down from the top of Amud Beis, Amar Mar. Hayu l'shloshtam shiusufu. So one of the tainas that the Rabbanan had, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon had, was it can't be because of aninus. Because had it been for aninus, all three should have been burned. Not only the chatas Rosh Chodesh, but even the milum, even the nesim. My shloshtam, what does that mean? The tani, the Braita, teaches us as follows. Veis si'ir chatas darosh darash Moshe. The si'ir chatas Moshe was seeking out, literally, double darash. What does that mean? Seir zo seir nachshon. That's the nachshon ben Aminadav, the seir of the Nesim. That's number one. When it says seir achatas, chatas is referring to zu chatas shmini of the miluim. That's the second carbon. And darash is seir shorosh chodesh. He's trying to figure out why they didn't eat the rosh chodesh. So those are the three it's referring to. So the Gemara explains yachal shloshon nisufu. One may think all three of these carbons should be burnt. Tamilomar vinei soraf soraf lashon yachid. Only one echad nisraf. Below Shlosha Nisifu. Only one got burnt. not three. We'll figure out which one in just a moment. Darosh, Darash, Shtei Drishos Lama. Why have to do two Drishos, two seeking outs, two inquiries? Amar Lahu, Aaron, Moshe rather says to Aaron Ivanov, Mifnei Machata Zo Nusufa. Why did you burn this particular one? The Elu Munachos, the other ones you left, you didn't burn, and to eat later on. Venio De Eza, and he wasn't sure, the Bri says which one was eaten, which one was burnt. Kishu Omer Ve'osa Nasan Lachem Laseis Es Avon Ha'eda. When he says he gave the sire to be mechaper, which one comes to be mechaper? Havi Omer Zeh Sire Shirosh Chodesh, which coming as a kapara. So which one was burnt? We see from here that it was burnt. So this is figuring out which karbanos. They said three. Where did three come from? So Gemara explains those were the three which we knew already: the Miluim, the Nesiim, and the Rosh Chodesh. So we see from this conversation only one was burnt. It says Venisraf, only one. Which one was burnt? So the Gemara explains based on the pasuk. It says Nas also Nasim Lachem Laseis Asa Avon Ha'Eda. Avon Eida, which of the three carbons come to Mechaper and Avon? Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh one was the carbon that was burnt. The other two were not burnt. The other two were eaten. So that was just a background. So now the Gemara says, Shapir Kamrile. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a very good taina. If it's true that Onan can't eat a carbon Rosh Chodesh, so they shouldn't be eating the Miluim and Nesim either. It should have been burnt. All three should have been burnt, not just the one, not just the Saraf. Why are the other two not burnt? So Rabbi Nechemi Latameh, Rabbi Nechemi Lashitasu explains that Amar Kadshe Shah lo paslu behu aninus. He felt that aninus is only a psul ledoros when it comes to Kadshe Shah, like the Miluim and the Nesim was a one time event. There is a psul of aninus.
So they ate the korbanos during the day. They didn't wait for.
No, they waited for night time. I believe they waited for night time.
So what is the standard pshat? Shall we come? I mean, what's the question then?
Oh, all three should have been burnt.
No, I end at the end of it. Meaning,
oh, there's no psul. Yeah, no, the aninus is not psul. It just means that when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh, it's psul. There's no way waiting out won't help. It's a psul, becomes disqualified.
Right.
The other two,
one,
you can't eat while you're owning, but it's not psul. You just wait it out and eat it by night. Yeah, there's no psul in the chepsa of the Kadshe Shah. So
then the all three should have been. Burnt was the question.
All three should have been burnt. If psul aninus is really psul, all three should have a psul aninus. And he says, no, only psul aninus applies to kachri doros, doesn't apply to kachri.
So why doesn't Aaron answer the same thing? To be, as a coin girdle, he could bring them, just not eat them.
Yeah, but there was nobody to eat them.
I'm not sure your question.
The question was, why didn't they burn off, why did they leave over two to eat? There was nobody there to eat them?
No, you're allowed to eat. They were allowed to eat at nighttime. There was no psul for aninus for the other two. The psul aninus was that while you're onen, you can't eat it, but once the aninus passed, you can eat those two.
Right.
But the kadshe doros was a psul in the chefsa, and that Rosh Chodesh is psul forever, that's why they had to burn it.
So what was the question then?
Rabban didn't hold that way. They felt that psul aninus applies even to kadshe shah. Maybe Nechaya responded back, no, kadshe shah does not have psul aninus. So Amar Mar. So then the Gemara says, Hayalalach le'erev. So then they ask, the Rabban asks Rabbi Nechemia, so if you really hold that aninus is burnt, Hayalalach le'erev. So you should have waited until nighttime to eat the carbon chadda. So granted, during the daytime you can't eat the Rosh Chodesh, but wait until nighttime to eat it. Aninus is over at nighttime, right? So Shaper Kamrile, that's a good response. No. Kesaver aninus laila deraisa. Rabbi Nechemia holds laila is also deraisa. That's why they couldn't eat the Rosh Chodesh either. Kache the doros, but kache shah according to Rabbi Nechemia is not possible. So just to be clear, Rabbi Nechemia holds the psul aninus applies bayom and laila, but only applies to kache doros. Doesn't apply to kache shah.
So
Rabbi
Nechemia doesn't hold the Rabbanan that some soup came up and they couldn't eat.
That what?
That some
tuma.
Yeah, because he could have answered that.
Yeah, they hold aninus was enough.
Right.
That was a simple understanding, aninus. To create tumma from elsewhere, that just
right,
doesn't...
But
the Rabban were forced into that.
Right.
Because they held aninus in
that
possible. Which one?
I'm saying Rabbi Nechemia holds that really it was possible because... It was possible because aninus...
Correct.
Because he also holds at night.
Because he holds at night
there
as well,
so
exactly.
There is three mandiamars.
There are no two. Whether or not Bayom is deraisa according to everyone, and Laila is machlokas.
Yeah, according to Rabbanan, they put it was possible because lira because of tuma.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one mandamar who said that Laila is asur, and during the day it was they burnt it because he was oinu.
They burnt it day because the day and night there's no way of waiting for it anymore because you couldn't eat at night either because of psul aninus.
Right, but psul aninus, meaning according to the one that says that the whole idea of doing korban ledoros is possible, it's just to eat it, not to be makrib.
Great, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makrib the aninus, but not eating it.
Okay, so he holds that the reason is because there's
right. So then the Gemara says, Davar Acher, alternatively, Halo Pinchas Haya Imayim. Another reason why I could prove it can't be aninus, because if it's aninus, only the Onen can eat it, which was Aaron and his two other sons. But Pinchas was a nephew, and nephews are not subject to aninus, so let him eat it. And he was a Kohen at the time. So the fact that they didn't allow Pinchas to eat the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh tells us that there was a different psul, the psul of Tumah, that no one was allowed to eat. So the Gemara explains, Shaper Kamrile, that's a good tiny. Why Taka didn't Pinchas eat the Rosh Chodesh carbon? So Savar Leik Rebbe Elazar, Dama Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Lo Niskain Pinchas Ad Shehargu LeZimri. He didn't become a Kohen until he killed Zimri at the end of Parshas, at the end of Parshas Balak, beginning Pinchas, when he got the schar, that's when. But he wasn't a Kohen at the time. In Parshas Shemini, he wasn't yet a Kohen. Dichsev ha'yitzalo l'zara achrav b'ris kunas olam. Only at that point was he zoch to become a Kohen. So everyone assumes this way, but this Gemara implies that there is a man, the Omar, that Pinchas was actually a Kohen prior to this event. So that's machlokas in this Gemara, machlokas in the Midrashim, whether or not he was a Kohen beforehand, or he only became a Kohen at the Maisa of Zimri. Now, if he was a... What? If he was a Kohen beforehand, so they asked the question, if he was a Kohen in the time of Shemini, so why they say? Why did he say there was a... No, there weren't many others.
There weren't other children that
I don't think so. Not between that time period, I don't think so. So they asked the question, if Pinchas really was a Kohen from the beginning, Shemini Pataka was a Kohen. So how come in Parsha Pinchas did he deserve a brisk Kohen if he already was a Kohen beforehand? So they explained, because a Kohen who kills Shaharag Nefesh is possible. He's no longer could act as a Kohen anymore. If he kills, if he murders. So it's telling us that even though he murdered and lost his kuna that he once had, he was reinstated by doing it in such a way for the Kinas Hashem, he was Zocha to the Kohen again. There are many questions that are asked here about the Aaron's, rather Pinchas status of being a Kohen. They first asked the question, how come... Why wasn't Pinchas? If Pinchas was a grandchild, he's a grandchild of Aaron, why wasn't he a Kohen? If you hold that he only became a Kohen by the Shas Zimri, why wasn't he a Kohen before him? So Rashi says because they only gave people the Aaron Uvanov and future grandchildren. But grandchildren that were already born, Pinchas was already born, he didn't get it.
So he was the only grandchild.
Yeah, he was the only one. I think so, yeah. Then, unless the other ones were Ketanim and couldn't take part, that would be the other explanation. The Or HaChaim says no. The reason why, because of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what was going to happen with Pinchas, he wanted Pinchas to earn the kuna on his own merit, not through the Zera. Had that not happened, had the event never would have happened, he would have became Kohen before and out the Zera, because he's a descendant of Aaron. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to gain it, earn it, based on his own merit, and that's why he was a delayed kuna on his part. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayter. Rashi Amar, Rashi says differently, Ad Shesam Shalom Bein HaShvatim. So he did not become a Kohen until he made peace amongst the Shvatim during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, a much later period. Shinemar, it says in Yeshua, the end of Yeshua, Vayishma Pinchas a Kohen, Unisiya Ha'edav Rashi Alfe Yisrael. After he made Shalom, he was appointed Kohen at that moment. So V'idach Nami Haksiv Ha'isalo Lazaro Achrav, and it goes on to say, Bris Kunas Olam, doesn't say he was a Kohen from the times of Pinchas. The Parshas Pinchas. He didn't become Kohen during the times of Yeshua. The Pasuk clearly says he was a Kohen much earlier than that. So Kiksiv Ha'hu Bivrachu Dichsiv. It was a Brachatim. He was only Taka Kohen once it came to the Sefer of Yeshua. But Hashem gave him a Bracha. You should become a Kohen. That was a Bracha Hashem gave him.
His children, not him.
Rashi is what?
Hashem blessed Pinchas that his children would be Kohanim, but it wasn't going to apply to him. He didn't become a Kohen.
So you're saying Rashi says Zara Yachah, is that one?
Zara Acharov.
Mimei Moshin is Kain, Ukshisham Sam Shalom Nisyaches Likare Kohen. Yaches Zaro b'malas kuna liosim karnim gedolim shohaya karnim gedolim ela mipinchas. So in terms of the Yichas, he himself was appointed for the times of Pinchas, but his children were not. So then the Gemara says, V'idach, Nami, doesn't it say even the ones who hold that Pinchas was a Kohen during the times of Moshe? Haksiv Aishma Pinchas HaKohen, sound like he just became Kohen then in the times of Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Ahu, Liachon, no, this is going to the next one. Hayu Liachas Zara Achrav. Now the first case was that Pinchas was not a Kohen during the times of Moshe. He was only a Kohen during the times of Yeshua, but he was given a bracha during times of Moshe. The second shot, who says that Moshe, well, the Pinchas was a Kohen during the times of Moshe, that during Yeshua, what was added? What was added was that Zaro should miyachas achav, his children should follow after him as well. Okay, so Rashi, Tosfos, look at Tosfos just for a second. Oh, that's really the same thing as Rashi. We don't need to read that. There's interesting Tosfos beforehand of ahu bracha hu dechsiv, but should we read it? We're running out of time, so we won't read it. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'chalik b'kadosh shemayim haya. So now we're going to bring a brayis and ask a question from this. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf more about that, which is quite interesting. Moshe was a Kohen Gadol, and he was dividing, he was taking part of the Kadosh shemayim. Shenamar, it says, Me'el ha-miluim le-Moshe ha-yilaman. Moshe is given a chelek of the karbanos of the miluim. So asks the Gemara, Me'sive. The Gemara says, V'alo Pinchas haya imahim. We said if it really was a psul aninus, so only those who are owning him can't eat. So let Pinchas eat from the karbon. So it means if it's true that Moshe was a Kohen Gadol, let alone he was given a Kohen Hedya, but let alone Kohen Gadol, so Lema Halo Moshe Ben Haya Iman. It should say that Rick was asking, what about other grandchildren? It sounds like there were no other grandchildren. But Moshe Benu was a Kohen, was a Kohen Gadol even. He should have been eaten. Dilma Shiny Moshe, maybe you're right. Moshe was a Kohen, but he couldn't eat from the karbon. The Tarid Bishchina, the Amar Mar, Moshe Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yarim. Moshe wasn't there. He didn't have time. He was too busy learning, too busy with Hashem. You're right, he was there, but he wasn't available to eat. So it's not a kasha in Moshe Rabbeinu's status as a Kohen. Ask the Gemara further. Now, Mesive, Lechem Elokav, Mikache Kadashim, Mikadashim Yochel. This is in the context of the Baal Mum. The Baal Mum is allowed to eat from the Karbanos, like we saw in the Mishnah. Im nemru kachim kachim, lama nemru kachim kalim. Pasuk says kachim kachim and kadashim. That sounds like two levels of karbanos. It's kachim kachim and the kachim kalim. How can the pasuk mentions both? Im nemru kachim kachim, lama nemru kachim kalim. Im nemru kachim kalim, lama nemru kachim kachim. Meaning, ilulo nemru kachim kalim. If it didn't say the lower level karbanos, Haisi Omer would have said kachim kachim hu deochel. A Baal Mum could only eat kachim kachim, which sounds counterintuitive. Only the more severe karbanos. Why? Because we find that a czar is allowed to eat kachik kachim, meaning Moshe Benu was a czar, a non-Kohen, ate from the kachik kachim of Miluim. So maybe since we find such a heter by kachik kachim, only a Baal Mum can eat kachik kachim, but not kachim kalim, but kachik kachim lo yochel. V'ilu lo nemar kachik kachim, if it didn't say kachik kachim, I see Omer, this is more logical, I would have said only kachim kalim yehe ochel. A Baal Mum can only eat a low-level kachim. Shein kalim, that they're low level, but kachim kachim lo ye ochel should not eat because it's a much higher level. Lechach nemru kachim kachim. That's why it says and lechach nemar kachim kalim has to mention both because it's a svar to say one without the other. But we come from all this katani miha hutchu lazar lahen. That why was there havamina that a Baal Mum could only eat kachim kachim? Because there's a heter for a zar to eat from the kachim kachim. Where do we find a heter that a zar could eat? Lava Mimoshe, that he ate being during the Miluim. We see Moshe was a czar. He wasn't a Kohen Gadol. Amar Rav Sheshe. Rav Sheshe says, no. Moshe was a Kohen Gadol. The Raya is not from Kohen Gadol, Moshe eating it. Lo Mibama Lazar, that at Bama, on the Bama, the czar was able to eat for the Kachin Kachin Mama Bama, who Kedivre Haomer Yesh Mincha Bibama. That's the Raya that a czar can eat by Kachin Kachin. But Moshe Benu, in a Hanami, he was a din of a Kohen Gadol. We'll continue this conversation. Mit Hashem tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.